You're listening to SBS News.
As the world moves towards a greener future, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg warns that Australia risks being left behind. Mr. Frydenberg says households and businesses could shoulder the financial burden if foreign investors turn away.
We cannot run the risks that markets falsely assume that we are not transitioning in line with the rest of the world. Markets are moving as governments, regulators, central banks, and investors are preparing for a lower emissions future.
The Treasurer appears to be laying the groundwork to commit to net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has notably softened his language on climate issues in recent times as international pressure mounts. But with the eyes of the world on him in Washington, Mr. Morrison refused to be drawn.
If Australia had made such a decision, I would have announced it. And Australia has not made any final decision on that matter, and we're still, and will be considering further when I return to Australia, the plan that we believe can help us achieve our ambition in this area. I've already said at the start of this year that it's Australia's ambition to move toward to achieve net zero as soon as possible and preferably by 2050.
A major stumbling block has been the National Party, with internal divisions within the Junior Coalition Party halting policy progress. Labor's climate change spokesman Chris Bowen says Australia is lagging behind the rest of the world.
Well, the main roadblock is the government itself, and I don't care whether it's the National Party, whether it's Conservative Liberals, I don't care who's blocking the commitment to net zero by 2050, it's the government. We are the only developed country in the world not committed to net zero by 2050. If Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg really think that net zero is such a good idea, why don't they get on and do it? I mean, enough speeches, enough sound grabs, enough positioning, change the policy of the country.
But in what may be a shift, Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says he is willing to compromise on the condition that the farming and resources sectors won't be worse off.
I've got no problems with any plan that does not leave regional areas hurt, that we make sure we don't have, that we have net zero losses in regional areas, that we have net zero losses in Muswellbrook, in central Queensland, that we don't put our economy at threat.
The Prime Minister has flagged he'll update Australia's climate targets before the United Nations Climate Conference in November, but that deadline is drawing near. The pressure is on the government to bring the divided National Party on board. While Australia stalls on its mid-century climate goals, the rest of the world is moving forward to ever more ambitious 2030 targets. Australian National University Professor Mark Howden says Australia needs to follow suit.
Strong net zero targets by any particular time like 2050 are only meaningful if they're actually matched by midterm reduction targets such as in 2030 or 2040. And to be consistent with a net zero by 2050 goal and keeping temperatures down to 1.5, we also have to have a commensurate midterm target of something like 45% reductions by 2030.
Those are targets that neither Labor nor the Coalition can agree on within their own parties. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.